Employment scams skyrocketed last year, increasing by nearly 120%. Would you be able to spot one? Hi, I'm Rob West. The FTC routinely handles thousands of employment scam complaints each year, but that number is rising dramatically as technology makes conning job seekers easier for online thieves. We'll look at ways you can spot these scams today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. You know, the Bible warns us about living in a hostile world. Jesus says in Matthew 10:16, "Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves." So we should do no harm, but also practice discernment and wisdom to prevent ourselves from being harmed as well. There's a wise saying, especially when money is involved: if something looks too good to be true, it usually is. You can avoid a lot of employment scams by just keeping that in mind. But one thing making these scams a bit more difficult to spot is AI. According to the Identity Theft Resource Center, AI advancements allow scammers to generate job listings and recruitment messages that look more legitimate. AI tools help improve the pitch to make it seem more persuasive and compensate for cultural and grammatical differences in language. Sadly, the typical victim loses nearly $2,000. So let's take a look at some common employment scams. Probably the most common are work-from-home scams. Since many workers would prefer to work from home at least part of the time, there's demand for those opportunities. Con artists will always prey on that desire. Other fake job offers include repackaging, reselling, and reshipping merchandise, again from home. These are just phony ways to get you to send them money. Virtual personal assistant scams, mystery shopper scams, job placement scams, and even government and postal job scams. Thieves generally pose as recruiters and post fake job listings to entice applicants, then steal valuable information during the, quote, interview process. They often post these phony listings on reputable websites like LinkedIn, Indeed, and other job search platforms, making distinguishing between real job listings and scams really challenging. It's also important to note that the rise of remote work since the pandemic has made workers and job seekers more comfortable with digital-only transactions. Recent college grads, immigrants, and even elderly people re-entering the workforce may think digital-only hiring is the new normal, especially for fully remote jobs. But hiring generally doesn't work this way. Here's what you should know and how you can better protect yourself, according to the FTC. Don't have a false sense of security on well-known job search platforms. Independently verify the company exists and is hiring. Don't accept a job offer until you've done your own research. Be wary if you didn't initiate contact with a prospective employer or recruiter. Instead, reach out to the company directly using legitimate contact information. Only limited personal information is generally required during the application process: name, phone number, job and education history, and perhaps email and home address. Digital-only interactions are a red flag. However, phone calls are also not a guarantee of security. Honest employers won't send you a check to buy supplies or anything else and then ask you to return the leftover money. This is a fake check scam. Please be careful about something that sounds too good to be true. Scams often offer high pay for little work or require you to provide personal or financial information too quickly. Now, if you see any of those red flags, you should probably just walk away. More often than not, it's a scam. But you can check out a company by doing an online search. Put in the name of the company and the person trying to hire you. Add a word like scam, review, or complaint. If you don't find that anyone else has had a problem, it still doesn't mean the company's legitimate, but if it's a scam, odds are you'll see plenty of complaints already. If you suspect that someone is offering you an employment scam, report it to the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, at reportfraud.ftc.gov or the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, IC3. If you found the job listing on a reputable platform like Indeed or LinkedIn, report the suspicious posting to the site. By taking these precautions, you can protect yourself from falling victim to employment scams. All right, your calls are next. The number, 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Most people believe in God. That's a fact. But the real question is, exactly what kind of God do they believe in? Increasingly, in the Western world, people prefer the kind of God who is not confrontative or judgmental, who basically affirms people's goodness and encourages them to be a little better, but never ruffles their feathers. And there's actually a term for this kind of belief system. It's called moralistic therapeutic deism, and it bears no resemblance to biblical Christianity. Because according to the Bible, God doesn't conform to what we want. On the contrary, Romans 12 tells us, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Get Anchor devotional delivered to your home in print every month. Visit getanchor.com.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Wall Builders is dedicated to revealing the truth behind America's founding. Here's Tim Barton, president of Wall Builders.
Our goal here at Wall Builders is to present America's forgotten history and heroes, emphasizing the religious, moral, and constitutional heritage and foundation of our nation. Today, so few people recognize what has made this nation really the most successful, prosperous nation in the history of the world. It's a biblical foundation.
Listen to Wall Builders Live, Sunday mornings at 11:30 Central on American Family Radio.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
I'm so glad you've joined us today for Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, and it's about time to start taking your calls and questions, which means if you have a financial question, go ahead and call right now. Pat Montague handling our phones today. We're glad to have Pat back on the team today, and she's ready for your call at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. We'll head to those phones in just a moment. But first, in the news today, retailers are chomping at the bit for the 2024 Christmas shopping season to get underway. And no wonder. This year's holiday spending spree from November 1st to December 31st could reach nearly $990 billion. That's according to the National Retail Federation. $990 billion with a B. Despite credit card debt now at a record $1.14 trillion, shoppers this year expect to spend on average, nearly $1,800. That's an 8% increase over last year, according to Deloitte's Holiday Retail Survey. And if you can believe it, a NerdWallet report is showing that almost 30% of Christmas shoppers still haven't paid off last year's holiday purchases. Well, all of this just shows how critical it is to have a Christmas budget. Know exactly what you can spend without using credit. In fact, I was just talking to Crystal Payne yesterday from MoneySavingMom.com. She's a good friend, and she was offering some great counsel around that Christmas budget on not only putting it in place and then deciding how you're going to control the flow of money, but also encouraging folks to consider cash only. And if you're going to do online shopping, she recommends that you go ahead and get a prepaid store gift card, Amazon gift card, or just a prepaid card in general, because that will allow you to stick to your budget and not go over. She also reminds us that the best deals are usually the week of Thanksgiving and then the 2 weeks after, so you're going to want to be checking that. But get that Christmas budget in place and know exactly how much you can spend without having to use credit. You're going to want to make a list of everyone you intend to buy for, and then you're going to want to do the same for entertaining, decorations, and food. Know how much you can spend in each area. Stick to that limit. Crystal even recommends that you consider, if you need to go out and get a part-time job. You know, perhaps add some hours or pick up some side work that would allow you to, you know, bring in a few extra dollars so you can be able to do everything you're hoping to do during the Christmas season. And again, the key is not have those unpleasant January bills in your inbox at the end. Also, remember to keep Jesus at the center, the reason for the season, perhaps an Advent calendar or an Advent devotional. We've used Ann Voskamp's Unwrapping the Greatest Gift with a short devotional every day, and then an ornament on the Jesse tree. That's been a great staple in our home. Crystal reminded us that she does what she calls a December bucket list, where everyone in the family gets to choose one thing they'd like to do in December as a family, and then they put that on the calendar. It's usually something like a family movie night or Christmas cookie decorating or looking at Christmas lights, simple things, but everyone gets a voice and a vote and allows them to make some special memories without trying to do everything. So a lot to think about, but hard to believe Christmas is right around the corner. Can be a wonderful time of year. It doesn't have to be stressful. And again, let's keep Christ at the center. All right, we're going to begin taking those calls and questions today. We would love to tackle whatever's on your mind today. That number, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's begin today in Minnesota. Hi, Elizabeth. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of freezing your credit?
Yeah, it's a great question. So freezing your credit is really probably one of the easiest and most strategic ways to prevent identity theft. And so this is the big advantage, which just simply means, Elizabeth, that if somebody was going to steal your identity, and the most harm typically that they will do is trying to open an account in your name. So take out a loan or get a credit card that they will use for fraudulent transactions. And in order to do that, they have to assume your identity and impersonate you. And anytime you're taking out a new loan or getting a line of credit or a revolving line like a credit card, the lender is going to want to check your credit. But the freeze prevents that, because that just simply places a PIN number or a password at the bureau level that will stop that lender from being able to access your credit. And when the fraudster is unable to provide that PIN or password, it will stop them in their tracks, because the lender will say, "I'm sorry, the credit's frozen. You're not able to provide the PIN. Therefore, I can't check the credit, and we're done here." And so that's the big win for you. What's the downside? Mm-hmm. Well, it just simply is a little bit of extra hassle, because if you wanted to open a new credit card or get a car loan or something like that, you would have to temporarily thaw your credit. So you can unfreeze your credit for a short period of time, like 24 hours or a week, by just visiting the bureau, providing the PIN number, and asking them to do a temporary thaw. Or you can do a permanent thaw, where you remove the freeze altogether. And so each bureau will have an online portal where you can log in with your credentials, including the PIN that you've put on the account, and request the thaw. You can also do that by phone or by mail if you prefer. And then you're going to have to wait for that freeze to lift, usually within an hour or so, if you do it by phone or online. And then at that point, you'd be able to proceed with whatever business you were going to do that required a third party to access your credit. And then it could refreeze at a set period of time. Does that all make sense?
It does. And then do I refreeze it?
If you do a temporary freeze, so for a day or a week, it will automatically refreeze. If you do a permanent, that's where you would have to reinitiate it.
Okay, so the only time it's for my protection, and I would have to unfreeze it with a new credit card or a loan?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
That's exactly right. Okay. Yep. And you would also have to see how long the freezes stay for a good bit of time, but at some point they may fall off. So you'd just want to know, is this for a year? Is this for 2 years? And then, you know, add it back. It may not just stay indefinitely. There is no cost for this. So as of 2018 in the United States, freezing and unfreezing your credit is free. But you will want to know the exact duration of time, you know, for which the freeze is lifted if you're doing that temporary thaw.
Very good. Oh, this has been so helpful. So there's really no downside.
There really isn't. I mean, just maybe a little bit of hassle, one extra step if you're out seeking credit. But for most people, you know, they're not out opening credit cards all the time. Hopefully not. Not out looking for a new car loan. And so, you know, for most people, you can just freeze it and just let it sit there. And that's just providing some free protection in the background if somebody were to try to impersonate you and open an account in your name.
Okay, then if I just lost my thought. Okay, this has been very helpful.
Good.
Oh, I know what it was.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I just freeze with one company, or do I need to do them all?
Yeah, I would go to each of them directly. So I'll give you the names. The three credit bureaus in the United States are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. I'll say them again. Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. If you're comfortable on the internet, just put a .com after each of those. Otherwise, you can call them and do all of this over the phone, but you will need to do it with each one of them. Lord bless you, Elizabeth. Thanks for calling today. You've been a delight to talk to. Back with more questions after this. We'll be right back.
The feature-length documentary Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency, premiering November 11th, chronicles the life and ministry of Don Wildman. It takes you through the founding of the National Federation for Decency, what has become AFA. It's a call to stand firm for righteousness and shows how that resolve can make a huge difference in our world.
If we lose this cultural war, we're going to have a hedonistic, humanistic society.
Find out more and watch the trailer at culturewarrior.movie.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good. To explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values, more information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. There is hope and healing from a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. Your call is confidential, and we will help you find healing. 866-482-LIFE.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Here's Rob West of Faith and Finance, heard here daily on American Family Radio.
We understand how important it is for Christians to leave a legacy that will impact generations to come. One way you can do that is through a charitable gift annuity from the AFA Foundation. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345. Or visit them online at afafoundation.net.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance, right here on American Family Radio, helping you shape and form that biblical worldview of every facet of your lives, including your role as a steward of God's money, your money management. That's what we do each day here on this program. The lens through which we offer all of this counsel and advice and content on this program is really around being wise and hopeful, being really reverent as to how we approach God's word, being expert in trying to give you that counsel that's trusted, but also being empathetic to understand that we're all on a journey and we've made mistakes and this isn't easy and we're all trying to figure it out. But we do know that we will give an account someday, that our goal is faithfulness, that we should even be faithful in a little. It's faithfulness to opportunity. And that ultimately we need to maintain that eternal perspective and be rich toward God. That's really our goal here on this program each day. But we also want to address those very practical questions that we know you have in your financial life. So call right now if you have a question. We'd love to tackle it. That number, 800-525-7000. Back to the phones to Missouri. Dennis, how can I serve you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Dennis. Thanks for your call.
I need to address something because of yesterday's program about the type of mortgage. There was a name for it.
Reverse mortgage.
Yeah. See, I have my ex-wife has a house, and I'm on the note as well. But I want to find out more about that and talk with her or get someone to talk with her and say, hey, maybe you need to do this. Mm. And I want to just get the information about that company and their phone number, if there's any way I can get it.
Yeah, be happy to. Would you be comfortable using the internet, or do you really need that phone number?
Well, I get on the internet so-so. Just okay. Give me the web address, and I'll try to go from there.
All right. Yeah, our friends at Movement Mortgage, it's a national mortgage company that's really has Christian DNA embedded in all of it. They serve customers in all 50 states, and they're an underwriter of this program. They're really our trusted source. And yesterday we were talking to their reverse mortgage expert at Movement, Harlan Akala. And, you know, what I would just say is, and then I'll give you that web address, I will just say this isn't for everyone. You know, I love the idea of paying off your home, getting out of debt completely and staying there. What I will say is that as I've really thought, prayed about this and explored the new versions of the reverse mortgages, different from the reverse mortgages of, you know, 10 and 20 and 30 years ago, they're also known as a HECM, a home equity conversion mortgage. It is a different type of product. Number one, there's no recourse. It's non-recourse debt, which just simply means you can never owe more than the home is worth. Second, they can't make you leave. So if you have to leave temporarily to go into assisted living, they don't force you out of the house. The only time it would have to be sold to pay off the reverse mortgage is if you permanently leave because you die or you sell the home. That's the only time it has to be paid. There's never a payment. Now, there are fees and interest, and it's a little bit more expensive than a conventional mortgage, namely because you have that 2% charge on the front end that goes to the FHA, the Federal Housing Administration, and that's what covers the insurance so that if the house ever lost value or they ever paid out to you more than the home was worth, you're not on the hook for it, nor is your estate. The government steps in and pays that, and that's why you you pay that premium. So, you know, it can be a great tool for somebody in the season of life where they've not saved enough and they're really struggling to make ends meet. They're sitting on a lot of home equity. In some cases, it's their largest asset. And it can be tapped into either in the form of a line of credit or a monthly income stream to really make the difference in helping somebody be able to enjoy this season of life and balance their budget. But again, it's one financial planning tool, and that's all it is. So let me get to your original question. Where you go to learn more is movement.com/faith, F-A-I-T-H, movement.com/faith, and you can get somebody to call you back. Is that helpful, Dennis?
Yes, it is very much. My wife is, we're divorced, and she lives alone with the house, and it's 5 acres of land in the house. And okay. She's had a refinancing struggle, and I'm just wanting to find ways that maybe we can help her so she can get out of this debt situation she's in, and this might help. So I thank you very much. Love your program. I love all that you do. Well, blessings to you and your family and all there. So thank you so very much.
You as well, Dennis. That's very kind of you, sir. Thanks for calling. And I will say just one last thought is one of the things that a lot of people will do where there's an existing mortgage on a property like your ex-wife has is just to use the reverse mortgage to simply pay off the mortgage and then you don't have a payment. So it may not be that she needs to take any additional out. It's just simply to replace the existing conventional mortgage with a reverse mortgage and eliminate that mortgage payment. And for many folks, that's the game changer, dropping that one largest expense from their budget because they no longer have a mortgage payment changes everything with regard to their ability to make ends meet. So yeah, I think this could be a good option, at least worth considering. Thanks for your call, sir. Let's go to Oklahoma. Hi, Glenda. How can I help you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So my husband is 52 and I'm 55. And in May of this year, he's been struggling with lung issues for the past 2 years, which was initially caused by COVID. But anyway, the doctors put him on full-term disability this year. And now we're going through lung transplant preliminary stuff. So anyway, my question is, we still have a truck payment and we have two credit cards, and those are pretty much our only debt besides our home. And so we have, he's been working for his company for over 12 years and or close to 12 years. And he has a 401k that has... Yes. Enough money in it that would pay off the truck payment, the truck, where we wouldn't have that payment anymore, and maybe one of the credit cards. So,
And you're wondering
if you should
pull it out.
Do that.
Got it. Let's do this. I've got to take a quick break, but I appreciate that background. I'd love to give you my thoughts, and I'll do it right after the break. So stay right there, Glenda. We'll be right back.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
When money takes a place that it was never intended to take, competing with first position in our lives, taken out of God's original context, our goal is to make sure that money stays in its proper context as a tool to accomplish God's purposes. We want to help you do that as we look through the lens of Scripture at the practical decisions and choices you're making every day. And so let's talk about it.
Faith and Finance with Rob West, weekdays at 9 a.m. Central or on the AFR app.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
What we believe about the Bible is based on what we believe about its source.
The God Who Speaks, the award-winning documentary from the American Family Association, is now available in a special limited edition DVD set. This release includes a Sunday school curriculum and 2 hours of additional footage. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to get your copy today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Hey, we've got lines open. We're ready to take your calls. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Pat Montague taking our calls today, joining our team while Sandy Dickinson is out. And so Pat's ready for your call. Again, 800-525-7000. Before the break, we were talking to Glenda in Oklahoma. Her husband is on long-term disability, getting about 65% of his the income that he had before the disability. They've got about $30,000 in credit cards. They owe about $28,000 on a truck. Have a 401k. He does, with about $60,000 in it. And you know, because the income is down due to the disability, even though they're grateful for it, it's money is tight. And they've got about $15,000 in an emergency fund, which represents about 2 months worth of expenses, and then a Roth IRA. And at age 52, they're just wondering, you know, is there an opportunity to take the money out of the 401k and use that to pay off either the credit cards or the truck or both, just to kind of right size their spending. And what I would say is that, you know, Glenda, this is expensive money in the sense that, you know, you're going to have, generally speaking, taxes on it. You'll certainly have taxes as it comes out. It'll be added to your taxable income for the year. Plus, you would typically have a 10% penalty. Now, depending upon your husband's status, you would want to talk to your CPA and see if that penalty could be waived just due to his disability, which that could be an option. And so you'd want to check into that because that'd be pretty meaningful. I mean, if 10% on 30,000 is $3,000 and 60,000, if you paid off everything, that's $6,000. So you would want to look into that. But it would be, you know, all added to your taxable income. The other issue is just the opportunity cost, which just simply means, you know, it took a long time to build that up. You don't get that back. Now that money is not there for the future. And so that's why I would advocate for, on top of the taxes, and just considering that now this money's not there for you all to enjoy down the road to continue to grow on a tax-deferred basis, I'd rather you leave that money alone. And then where do you go? Well, what I would do is just continue to try to manage your spending the best you can. I realize that's harder than ever now with inflation. I'd be delighted to give you a 6-month subscription to the FaithFi app where you could set up your budget, use the digital envelope system. All of your transactions download automatically and go into your envelope. So at any point in the month, you and he could pull out your smartphone and see what you have left in each of your categories, eating out or, you know, vacations or, you know, gifts for family and friends. I mean, the discretionary categories usually are the budget busters. I would also say that our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org could be a big help here with the credit cards because, you know, that $30,000 significant. It'll be a game changer once it's paid off. The problem is most of the minimum payment that you're paying is probably going to interest because the average credit card interest rate now is over 20%. Well, the nice thing about Christian Credit Counselors is through debt management, you could get those interest rates down to between 0 and 8%, maybe 12% at the most. So now with that same level monthly payment, you're sending a lot more to principal reduction, which is why folks who use Christian Credit Counselors see their debt, credit card debt paid off 80% faster than those who don't. So that would be my preference. You leave the 401k alone. We continue to try to really dial into and manage that budget as best you can. And then I'm glad you've got an emergency fund there. So if something comes out of left field, we don't have to go to the credit cards. And then I would enroll all of those credit cards in a debt management program, get the interest rates down, and let's start making some progress toward paying those off. And then once those are gone, now it's a whole different equation. We take that money, we redirect it back to the emergency fund to start building it up to a full 6 months' expenses, and then maybe you start boosting what you're putting in long-term savings. So at some point down the road, you all would have a bigger asset alongside Social Security that you could tap into to fund your expenses in that season of life. But give me your thoughts on all that.
Okay. So I think that's what I was wondering if we should keep that. But the 401k, you know, they always say when you leave a company, you need to take your money with you. So would we roll that over to like a Roth IRA? Or could we roll it over to my Roth IRA that I already have? Or does he need to open one? How does that work?
Yeah, they're individual. So 401ks and IRAs cannot be joint. So his 401k would only be able to go to his IRA or Roth IRA. Now, if it's a traditional 401k, it needs to go to a traditional IRA. The only way to get it to a Roth would be after it gets to a traditional IRA in his name, then you could convert it to a Roth. But again, that would involve you paying all the tax on it. So what typically happens is when you separate from employment, you roll the 401k out to an IRA in your name, which we would do with him. And then you all would decide, do we want to manage it ourselves? And if you do, you could go to, you know, soundmindinvesting.org and they could help you make those decisions. You could put it into some faith-based investing mutual funds. You could hire an advisor to manage it. Any one of those would work. But the key is to keep it in that tax-deferred environment, continue to grow it for the future.
Okay. And then as far as, like, the truck, then we just need to – so, okay, so if I call the Christian credit counseling, does that – by doing that, they try to negotiate the interest rates. Does that affect your credit? And then also, will it lower the monthly payments?
Yeah, the monthly payment will likely stay about the same if you're paying the minimum payment. It's just that a lot more of it is going to principal reduction instead of just interest. It may lower it slightly, but probably not much. It doesn't affect your credit in the sense that the fact that you're in a debt management program, which is what Christian Credit Counselors is not a part of the credit scoring algorithm. So it does not change your credit score other than the cards are closed. And when a card is closed, it does remove it from the history and it does change your debt to, your credit utilization. That could slightly affect your credit, but it's not going to do any, you know, significant damage because again, it's not a part of the credit scoring formula.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I guess that answers all my questions. I appreciate
Excellent.
It.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling, Glenda, and call anytime. We'd love to have you back on the program in the future. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Ann is in Mississippi. Ann, go ahead.
Yes, I heard on another financial program about something I'm thinking about investing in, and I wanted your opinion. It's where you invest a certain amount of money, whatever you want to do, $1,000, 5,000 or whatever into gold. They give you a more or less like a credit card or a debit card. And then you can go in a store and shop and use that card. And it comes out of that balance that you've got in that account. And the money will fluctuate based on the value of gold. It can go up or down. Mm-hmm. And I wondered what you thought about doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Well, I am familiar with these. It's sometimes called transactional gold. It's basically a gold backed debit or credit card. And, you know, the cards link the transaction to physical gold holdings. And then you can purchase the gold with the institution for use in transactions. I'd be happy to weigh in and give you my thoughts on that. I'm up against a break, so stay right there and I'll share my thoughts on the other side. We'll be right back.
We don't have to be like the 10 that said it can't be done, it's too big, the Giants are too big. We need to be like Joshua and Caleb and say, you know what, there are Giants. This is a massive problem. When you have a nation that is ignorant of the principles that produce a free society, start where you can. It's the only way I know. It's a little bit at a time.
Join Walker Wildman and Rick Green as they tackle today's issues from a biblical and a constitutional perspective. At the Core, 1 p.m. Central weekdays on AFR.
While we rejoice that Roe was overturned, the pro-choicers are very energized. They are winning the arguments and elections. We need to win them back. The people who bring you Wretched Radio have produced a powerful, persuasive, and proactive 13-lesson video series to help.
You don't need a PhD to tell you that human life is more valuable than the life of the ants.
Order Life is Best at shop.wretched.org. And listen to Wretched Radio Saturday nights at 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Financial fear is real, but so is God's promise to provide. At FaithFi, we know the daily stress of money can overwhelm your heart. But Jesus reminds us to look at the birds of the air. They don't worry, and yet our Heavenly Father feeds them. In Look at the Sparrows, a 21-day devotional, you'll find peace by focusing on God's faithfulness as you discover how to overcome financial anxiety with faith. Visit faithfi.com/sparrows and begin your journey with Look at the Sparrows today.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Coming up straight ahead, Riley Wildman will stop by to update us on some end-of-the-year giving deadlines. It's the giving season. It should be giving season all year long, but we know it's particularly true about the fourth quarter as we're thinking about giving prior to year end so we can maximize the tax benefits and be involved in giving to ministries and causes on the heart of God, like American Family Association. She'll update us on that straight ahead. In the meantime, we've been talking to Ann. Ann is in Mississippi, and she's asking about gold-backed credit or debit cards, which essentially allow cardholders to have their spending power tied to actual physical gold. So they're designed for those looking to invest in gold while maintaining liquidity for everyday purchases. And, you know, this is very legitimate, Ann. The upside is you've got gold-backed stability, and so a lot of folks that are doing this are looking for a hedge against diversification or inflation. They're looking for asset diversification. It makes the gold very liquid, which is one of the downsides to gold. So it's instant access to the gold's value because you convert the value of your gold holdings into spendable currency in real time. So there's liquidity, which is normally one of the downsides of owning physical gold. And then you've got security and transparency that come with some of the features, and the gold is physically held in secure vaults with audits, and you have the potential for the value, for the appreciation, where the gold increases in value, which increases the underlying asset as well, potentially increasing your purchasing power. I would say the downside is this. Number one, I generally don't recommend you have more than 10% in gold, even though I like gold a lot. It's a good way to diversify, a good hedge against inflation. It's a store of value. It's what's called the fear trade. It tends to do well when everything else is doing poorly. I like all of those things. I just don't like getting too highly concentrated because it just doesn't have the historical performance. You know, a properly diversified stock and bond portfolio over the last 100 years does better, has done better, and is less volatile than, just owning physical gold or gold and silver. And so I would prefer the bulk of your assets be in stocks and bonds, even though I like, you know, up to 10% in gold. The other issue with gold is it doesn't pay any income. Although it can appreciate in value, it's not like a stock or a bond, which can have dividends or interest income. The challenge with these gold-back credit cards and debit cards is the fees are typically high. They have higher transaction costs. They have higher storage fees, higher annual fees. They might charge fees for converting the value of your gold into local currency. And there's limited acceptance. So they may not be accepted by as many merchants. And then you also don't lose, you do lose the credit card benefit. So a lot of people have credit cards using them for budgeted items because they like the cash back or the rewards. You're not going to get any of that. And then you've got a potential issue in an emergency, because if you're depending on gold-backed liquidity during a crisis, and a lot of times that's why people have these, access to your funds could be significantly delayed or disrupted. So I think at the end of the day, I'm not a big fan for the reasons that I mentioned, even though, you know, I think it's legitimate. And if it was something you had a conviction about, I certainly wouldn't tell you not to do it. Is that helpful, though?
Yeah, I may do it, but maybe just a small amount, maybe $5,000 or something.
Okay.
Just to kind of get a feel for it. But
yes, ma'am.
I appreciate the information.
Absolutely, Ann. God bless you. Thanks for listening to the program. We appreciate your call today. Well, here in our final segment, Riley Wildman joins us. Riley is the director of the AFA Foundation. She is just a great friend and partner here in ministry at AFA, and so thankful for the work she does to serve so many of the donors to the American Family Association. Riley, great to have you.
Thank you so much, Rob, and thank you again for having me on.
I love when you stop by, and I'd love for you just to update our listeners on what you've been working on, and I know this is a busy time of year at the AFA Foundation, isn't it?
It is, Rob. In fact, I was hurrying down here because I just had a great call with a lady and a gentleman that was thinking about doing a charitable gift annuity, actually, to the AFA Foundation, and I didn't want to kind of run. I was running down here, but I wanted to also give them time to kind of get their situation and everything. But yes, I would love to tell your listeners about the end of year giving. We are actually, like you said, picking up with phone calls and everything and getting quite busy towards the end of this quarter. But there's a few things, Rob, that you and I had mentioned last week is IRAs and just an IRA straight out to a charitable gift annuity that people can do, as well as a stock donation. They can give an outright gift of stock to American Family Association and receive a full 100% tax deduction. Or, actually, I had another call this morning where somebody was thinking about gifting stock to fund a charitable gift annuity to American Family Association, as well as just an outright gift of cash.
Yeah. Well, that's so helpful. You know, there's a couple of takeaways I have from what you just shared. Number one is the way you come alongside these givers and donors to just really serve them and hear their story and help them think about the best way to make these gifts. I so appreciate what you and Chelsea and the team do there at AFA Foundation. And folks, that's what you'll find when you call the AFA Foundation, is they're ready just to hear you out and help you accomplish your giving goals in a way that is most suitable for you. I'd love for you to just touch on those two opportunities you just mentioned. First is what we call a CGA for short, charitable gift annuity. I think this is a wonderful tool for folks in a retirement season of life looking for income, looking to give to ministries on their heart, and looking for tax benefits. But just give a quick overview.
Yes. So, Rob, they can just, for the charitable gift annuity, like you said, a CGA, the minimum amount is $2,000 or anything above that that they can give to American Family Association. It can be set up as a one life or a joint life, so you can be single or married, and you receive a tax deduction the year you set up the gift to American Family Association, Rob. So like I said, the minimum amount is $2,000 or anything above that that you can give to American Family Association and receive permanent income coming back to them for the rest of their life. And when they pass away, anything left over is a gift back to American Family Association, American Family Radio.
Yeah, and the great part is these CGAs tend to pay a little bit more than you might find in an annuity. So you get a nice income stream. You get this gift going to AFA at death to support the culture transforming work here.
Amen.
And the tax benefits along the way, which is great. Now, you also mentioned stock gifts. I suspect we're going to get a lot more of these calls, Riley, because
yes.
Here we are. I mean, who would have thought, you know, when we started this year that we would be approaching the end of the year with all-time highs on the S&P 500 and the Dow, which just tells me a lot of our listeners have appreciated stock in taxable accounts. So just quickly remind them the benefits of giving before they sell.
Yes. So before they sell, they can give a stock donation. We would contact their broker, or they would contact their broker, I'm sorry, and then we would sell the stock the day it hits our account, and they can receive a full tax deduction the year that they set, this year, the year that they set up the gift annuity through the stock donation.
Excellent. And they can just make an outright gift without funding a CGA as well,
that is
right?
Correct. Yes, sir. That is correct. So they can do any kind of amount of stock that they would like to gift to American Family Association and receive a full 100% tax deduction this year that they set up the gift annuity. So it does not have to be through a charitable gift annuity. They can just give a gift to American Family Association outright gift and receive a full 100% tax deduction.
Excellent. I love that. Any specific deadlines on either of those, Riley?
December 31st, as long as we have everything in coming in to us, as long as everything's posted by December 31st, we'll be here to answer any questions that they may have.
Excellent. And here's what I would say, folks, because the things are getting busier at the AFA Foundation, try to start sooner rather than later. If you know you want to do a charitable gift annuity, Riley and Chelsea can run that illustration for you. And you placing that call here in October or early November would go a long way to making sure everything gets done and is in place before the end of the year. And the same is true with those stock gifts, right, Chelsea? Or excuse me,
Riley. No, that's okay. Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. The quicker we can kind of get everything in, the better it would be for us as well.
Okay, excellent. Well, listen, Riley, always appreciate your time. So thankful for the way you serve the AFA listeners so well, and we'll look forward to having you back real soon.
Thank you so much, Rob.
All right. That's Riley Wildman. She's director of the AFA Foundation. Folks, if you want to learn more, go to afafoundation.net. That's afafoundation.net. And while you're there, you can learn more about charitable gift annuities. You can learn about bequests, which is where you'd include AFA in your will or trust. You can learn about stock gifts as well. All of it's there. Again, afafoundation.net. And don't miss the opportunity to set up a meeting with Riley, who just joined us, or Chelsea, who also works at the AFA Foundation. They'd love to sit down with you over the phone, through a Zoom meeting, help you understand everything. I'd even be willing to sit in those meetings if you'd like, and help guide you toward the greatest opportunities for your giving. So be sure to check that out when you call today or when you visit their website, afafoundation.net. All right, hey, just a quick reminder before we wrap up today. We've got a great opportunity for you. The release date is tonight for our new home episode, AFA at Home. It's called What Direction Will America Take on Election Day 2024? So this is a conversation between Sandy Rios, Jameson Taylor, Rick Green, and others as they discuss and answer questions about the upcoming election. Some topics of conversation could be what is at stake as a Christian in the upcoming election, what states will the election come down to, and how important is it for voters to become educated on candidates and showing up to vote. It's tonight, October 17th, 6 Central, 7 Eastern, AFA streaming platform at AFA Stream. It's AFA at Home, What Direction Will America Take on Election Day? Don't miss it. Big thanks to Devin, Pat, Jim, and everybody here at FaithFi. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.